This past November, a 20-year-old from Pompano Beach died in a hazing incident at Florida State University.
Our university continues to mourn Andrew Coffee.
FSU President John Thrasher updated state higher education officials last week about the criminal investigation into Coffee's death.
This tragedy continues to have ripple effects as 9 students now have faced charges in connection with his death.
Around the same time Coffee died, there was trouble with a fraternity at Florida International University. It became public that members were sending messages to each other with sexually violent and anti-Semitic jokes about women. Since the fall, both FSU and FIU have temporarily shut down Greek life.
Greek life in this country is hanging by a thread. And what has happened is absolutely unacceptable. University presidents have an obligation to step up.
FIU President Mark Rosenberg says it would be unreasonable, though, to consider an outright ban. He says there are good things happening with Greek life at FIU.
I do not see an indefinite suspension at this point.
Rosenberg says he'll announce plans to strengthen student misconduct policies and enforcement on February 1st. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Tallahassee.